Chapter 6. The Journey to England. D'Artagnan went straight to ask Monsieur de Tréville for a fortnight's leave. He did not talk about the letter or where he was going. He only said that he had to do something for the Queen and that the Cardinal might try to stop him. Monsieur de Tréville agreed and even asked the three musketeers to go with him. The four adventurers left at 2 o'clock in the morning and rode through the night. Although they were all brave men, they were still worried about being attacked in the dark. Their four servants followed nervously behind. But they arrived safely in Chantilly at 8 o'clock in the morning and stopped at an inn for breakfast. Another man was there having breakfast, who seemed friendly at first. But just as D'Artagnan and his friends were getting ready to leave, this stranger upset Porthos by speaking badly of the king. Porthos immediately asked the man to fight a duel with him. Knowing that they could not stop him, the others told Porthos to follow them as soon as he could. So D'Artagnan, Athos, Aramis and their three servants continued their journey. After a while, they met 8 men working on the road who would not move out of their way. Aramis became angry with them. Suddenly, the men took out pistols that they had under their coats and shot at Aramis and his servant. Aramis was badly wounded. "Don't shoot back! Ride on!" shouted D'Artagnan, and they all galloped away. But Aramis was in too much pain to continue for long, and they were forced to leave him and his servant at an inn in Crèvecœur. Athos, D'Artagnan and their servants finally arrived in Amiens at midnight and found an inn. Fearful that there was a plot against them, Athos's servant slept next to the horses, and Planchet guarded D'Artagnan and Athos all night. In the morning, they all quickly got ready to leave. Athos hurried to pay the innkeeper, who suddenly took a pistol from his desk. Then 4 more men ran into the room.
"They've got me! Get away, quick!"
Athos called to D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan and Planchet ran to their horses and galloped away. They rode all day and finally arrived in the port of Calais, where the boats sailed to England. Leaving the horses in town, the 2 men walked towards a ship and heard the captain talking to a gentleman in front of them.
"I'm sorry, sir," said the captain. "From today, no one is allowed to sail to England without a permit from the Cardinal."
"I've got a permit," said the stranger, pulling a paper from his pocket.
"First, you must get it signed by the manager of the port," said the captain, and told the man where to go.
D'Artagnan and Planchet followed the man and his servant. After they had walked for a while, D'Artagnan stopped the stranger and stood in his way.
"I'm on a very important mission and must have a permit, so I need to ask for yours," he said.
"Are you mad?" replied the man, drawing his sword and running at D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan immediately drew his own sword and in less than 10 seconds had wounded the stranger, who fell to the ground. As the man's servant came over to help, D'Artagnan quickly took the permit from the stranger's pocket, noticing that it was in the name of the Comte de Vardes. Then he and Planchet hurried away to get the permit signed, and the captain allowed them onto the ship. Soon after, the ship sailed to England and arrived in Dover at 10 the next morning. 6 hours later, D'Artagnan and Planchet were in London and asked for directions to the Duke of Buckingham's house. The Duke's servant spoke good French. "Tell the Duke that I'm the young man who met him with Madame Bonacieux one night in Paris," said D'Artagnan. When the Duke arrived, he looked worried.
"Has something happened to the Queen?" he asked. "Read this, Your Grace," said D'Artagnan, handing him the Queen's letter.
As the Duke read, he turned pale. Then he hurried away and returned with a little box.
"Two of the diamonds have gone," he cried. "There are only 10 here." "Who do you think stole them and when?" asked D'Artagnan.
"I've only worn the diamonds once, at a ball last week," replied the Duke. "I remember that Lady de Winter was very friendly to me that night, and I was surprised because before that we had argued. But I realise now that she was pretending. She must be one of the Cardinal's spies."
"What? Does he have spies in England as well as in France?" cried D'Artagnan.
"He has spies everywhere. But I have an idea," replied the Duke. He immediately ordered 2 new diamonds to be cut, which were ready 2 days later. They were so perfect that even the Duke could not see which were the new diamonds and which were the old ones. He sent for D'Artagnan.
"Here are the 12 diamonds to take back to France," said the Duke.
"Now let me shake your hand, young man. Perhaps one day our countries will be at war, but until then, we are friends." D'Artagnan left the Duke and travelled with Planchet back to France. The only strange thing to happen was that he thought he saw Milady, the beautiful lady from Meung, leaving London on another ship. But it soon sailed away and disappeared. The whole of Paris was excited about the ball that the king was giving for the queen. But when the queen arrived at the ball, she looked worried.
"Why aren't you wearing your diamonds?" the king asked her.
The queen noticed that the cardinal was standing behind the king with a horrible smile on his face.
"I was afraid that they might get lost, sir," she replied nervously.
"You've made a mistake. I wanted you to wear them," said the king.
"Then I'll send someone to get them immediately, sir."
When she had gone, the cardinal took out a box and showed it to the king. Inside it were 2 diamonds. The king did not understand.
"I don't think that the queen will have her diamonds," explained the cardinal. "But if she does, count them and ask her how she lost these 2.
Soon the queen returned to the ball wearing her diamonds. The cardinal looked furious. The king was very happy, although he could not see if all 12 diamonds were there.
"Thank you for obeying me," he told her. "But I understand that you've lost 2.
The queen pretended to be surprised.
"I don't know what you mean, sir. I still have 12 diamonds."
The king now counted the diamonds and turned to the cardinal.
"What's all this about?" he asked angrily.
"I made a mistake, sir," answered the cardinal calmly.
Then he smiled politely and turned away. A short while later, D'Artagnan returned home from the palace. When he had given the box with the diamonds to Madame Bonacieux, there had been no time to speak. But she had given him a letter, which he opened as soon as he got home.
"Meet me at the summer house near the castle in Saint-Cloud at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Constance Bonacieux.
D'Artagnan could not be happier. He read and reread his first love letter, pressing it to his heart.